Krishna Book, Canto 4, Vrindavana Paugandha, Chapter 28, Scene 2, The Cowherder Men See Vaikuntha. The friends of Nanda Maharaj, all the cowherder men, became eager to know if Krishna was actually the Supreme Personality and if Krishna was going to give them all salvation. When they were all thus consulting among themselves, Krishna could understand their minds, and in order to assure them of their destiny in the spiritual kingdom, Krishna showed them the spiritual sky. Generally, ordinary persons are engaged simply in working hard in the material world and have no information that there is another kingdom or another sky, which is known as the spiritual sky, where life is eternal, blissful, and full of knowledge. As it is stated in Bhagavad Gita, a person returning to that spiritual sky never returns to this material world of death and suffering. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, is always anxious to give information to the conditioned soul that there is a spiritual sky, far, far beyond this material sky, transcendental to the innumerable universes created within the total material energy. Of course, Krishna is always very kind to every conditioned soul. But as stated in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is especially inclined to his devotees. Hearing their inquiries, Krishna immediately thought that his devotees in Vrindavan should be informed of the spiritual sky in the Vaikuntha planets therein. Within this material world, every conditioned soul is in the darkness of ignorance. This means that all conditioned souls are under the concept of this bodily existence. Everyone is under the impression that he or she is of this material world, and with this concept of life, everyone is working in ignorance in different forms of life. The activities of the particular type of body are called karma or fruitive action. All conditioned souls, under the impression of the bodily concept of life, are working according to their particular types of body. These activities are thus creating their future conditional life. And because they have very little information of the spiritual world, then generally they do not take to spiritual activities which are called bhakti yoga. But those who successfully practice bhakti yoga, after giving up this present body, go directly to the spiritual world and become situated in one of the Vaikuntha planets. The inhabitants of Vrindavan are all pure devotees. Their destination, after quitting the body, is Krishna Loka. They even surpass the Vaikuntha Lokas. The fact is, those who are always engaged in Krishna consciousness and mature, pure devotional service are given the chance after death to gain Krishna's association in the universes within the material world. Krishna's pastimes are continually going on, either in this universe or in another universe. Just as the sun globe is passing through many places across the earthly planet, so Krishna Leela, or the transcendental advent and pastimes of Krishna, are also going on continually, either in this or in another universe. The mature devotees who have completely executed Krishna consciousness are immediately transferred to the universe where Krishna is appearing. And in that universe, the devotees get their first opportunity to associate with Krishna personally and directly. The training goes on, as we see in this Vrindavan Leela of Krishna within this planet. Krishna therefore revealed the actual feature of the Vaikuntha planets so that the inhabitants of Vrindavan could know their destination. And thus, Krishna showed them the eternal, ever-existing spiritual sky, which is unlimited and full of knowledge. Within this material world, there are different gradations of forms, and according to the gradations, knowledge is proportionately manifested. For example, the knowledge in the body of a child is not as perfect as the knowledge in the body of an adult man. Everywhere, there are different gradations of living entities, in aquatic animals, in the plants and trees, reptiles and insects, in birds and beasts, and in the civilized and uncivilized human forms of life. And above the human form of life, there are demigods, charanas, and siddhas, on up to Brahmaloka, where Lord Brahma lives. And among these demigods, there are always different gradations of knowledge. But past this material world, in the Vaikuntha sky, everyone is in full knowledge. All the living entities there are engaged in devotional service to Lord Krishna, either in the Vaikuntha planets or in Krishna Loka. As it is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita, full knowledge means knowing Krishna to be the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In the Vedas and Bhagavad Gita, it is also stated that in the Brahma Jyoti or spiritual sky, there is no need of sunlight, moonlight, or electricity. All those planets are self-illuminating, and all of them are eternally situated. There is no question of creation and annihilation in the Brahma Jyoti or spiritual sky. And the Bhagavad Gita also confirms that beyond the material sky, there is another eternal spiritual sky where everything is eternally existing. Information of the spiritual sky can be had only from great sages and saintly persons who have already surpassed the influence of the three modes of material nature. Unless one is constantly situated on that transcendental platform, it is not possible to understand the spiritual nature. It is therefore recommended that one should take to bhakti yoga and keep oneself engaged 24 hours in Krishna consciousness, which places one beyond the reach of the modes of material nature. One in Krishna consciousness can easily understand the nature of the spiritual sky and Vaikuntha Loka. The inhabitants of Vrindavan, being always engaged in Krishna consciousness, could therefore very easily understand the transcendental nature of the Vaikuntha Lokas. Thus, Krishna led all the cowherder men, headed by Nanda Maharaj, to the lake where later Akura would be shown the Vaikuntha planetary system. They took their bath immediately and saw the real nature of the Vaikuntha Lokas. After seeing the spiritual sky and the Vaikuntha Lokas, all the men headed by Nanda Maharaj felt wonderfully blissful, and upon coming out of the river, they saw Krishna, who was being worshipped with excellent prayers. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. All glories to Krishna Book, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Thus ends Canto 4, Vrindavana Pauganda.